This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Here we go. It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. I've had some spicy content here over the last 48-ish hours.
Yeah.
With our Cowboys coverage, and then this morning with Sean and RJ, I know Zach Wolchuk feels some kind of way about it, and here he is with the details.
Yeah, I was listening during the expressway, Sean and RJ, and some guy named Peyton who can barely get out a full sentence. Just decided to take some side swipes, but we won't begin there. We will begin with the post game.
Why don't
show.
We begin there? Why
no,
not?
No, well, because this sets up for the comments that were made towards me. So we start with you, Brian.
Well, let me ask you this question real quick as we get to this. When you were listening to me and Bobby go at it, who did you feel like made a better point?
I leaned towards your side on this one. However,
okay. Bobby made a good point. I mean, he made good points.
I thought Bobby did, and Bobby did, and this was prior to that even happening, he did select Trey Lance as the player of the game. So it wasn't as if, Bobby just completely didn't want to give Trey Lance any credit.
Okay, can I ask you another question then? Did you read Bobby's tweet?
No, I had not read the tweet that you referenced.
Okay, see, that's the thing that set me off, was the fact that I felt like that Bobby wasn't willing to give Trey Lance credit for how he played better in the game.
And what was, because I'm in studio, Bobby, watched the whole game with me.
Right.
So he's seeing, Trey Lance has a bounce back game, and he's seeing all the responses like, oh, you're awfully quiet now, Bobby. And if you go back, you can hear Bobby's side of this whole thing.
Sure.
So I get that. Bobby had already told me the answer that he gives you about Will Grier, like, oh, we're going to put Will Grier into the Hall of Fame after one good game. And it's obviously no, but that's kind of how he feels. Right. So I got where Bobby was coming from. It's like,
oh, no, I understand where Bobby was coming from.
100%. But I also got kind of, I do feel this way about Bobby sometimes, and I know that this really ruffles his feathers, but that he can get kind of dug in and stubborn on a certain topic.
Sure.
So
we all can,
you know,
though,
the Trey Lance thing. He,
not just the Dak one?
The Dak one, I think, is number one.
Yeah.
Right?
That's number one by far.
That's number one.
Yeah.
The Lance thing, this one's a little bit less, because Lance, he did acknowledge that Lance had a better game, and he gave him player of the game. But man, this is a good back and forth. We haven't had one of these in the post game show, and quite frankly, it was needed, because I was dragging ass and running on fumes as it was about 1 a.m.
I was looking at you as I was doing this, and you had no response at all. I mean, I couldn't tell one way or another which you were thinking about this.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of to lay out and just let you guys hash this one out, but also I was enjoying being able to just kind of take a breather and not have to lead the charge on this. But you guys at your point, it's back and forth. Boom, boom, good point. So at any point, Gavin, if you want to interject and cut this off if you missed it, this is Bobby versus Brian. Trey Lance, are you dug in, Bobby?
Oh, so you're critical. Your tweet, I read it the wrong way. I thought you were critical of the backs. You're critical still of Trey Lance.
I was saying.
You're like, babe, you're kind of digging in on this one.
No, I'm not digging in at all, Brian.
No, you are. You're digging
Brian,
in.
Brian, were you throwing Will Greer in the Hall of Fame after his game last year?
No, I really wasn't.
No, exactly. It does not undo what we know. And that was just my point, because there's a lot of discussion right
but
now.
But you were really critical of his play. You said he wasn't an NFL quarterback.
And he's not. I don't see what this does tonight that undoes that. Brian, it was 4.9 air yards per completion.
I'm just saying. I mean, he looked like an NFL quarterback.
Yes, in the fourth quarter against.
But you're digging in.
This is not a digging in thing. If this continues, if he's able to do this consistently, that's great. Chad Hutchinson threw for 300 yards in a football game one time. That didn't undo what we learned about Chad Hutchinson as an NFL quarterback. I think that's the important thing, is that you can't look at this and say, man, he threw for 150 yards against guys who are not even going to be in the NFL in the fourth quarter. He had, I think, one completion over 10 air yards
the
entire game.
What else is he going to do?
Exactly. I'm not saying that he's going to
do anything. How else is he going to play? I understand what you're doing here. Okay, but how else is he going to – he has no choice of who he plays against. Am I right?
Yeah. Right, but I'm saying that – What you still saw out there tonight is...
They could have started him against the Raiders starters, and they didn't, because last week, and Mike McCarthy told us in the pregame that they're going to go with the same players, the same plan. So, you know, how else is he going to show if he's getting any better? He can only play.
Did you see consistent accuracy with him tonight?
His accuracy is not always going to be good, Bobby. It's not. I know. The decision making, the thing that he was bad last week was red zone. He was 2 of 8 last week. Mm-hmm. What did they do this week? They got down in the red zone and he showed progress there. Mm-hmm. He had a play. The play that they threw on the fourth down, he threw a fade in the corner. That was a touchdown right there. Last week he didn't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, the things that he's been bad at, he actually showed like he made some improvement. He's not an accurate thrower. I'll give you that. And I'm not sitting there, I'm not saying that he's the answer, but I just get a feeling you're really digging in on this one.
No, it's that
I mean, you're kind of like, well, I don't, you know, I've said this really hard opinion about he's not an NFL quarterback, and you're kind of fighting it now.
Brian, I don't think that – have you seen – how long have we been watching Trey Lance now? Since June? May? June?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't get to see him at all. I mean, he was not good in OTAs. He was not good to start the initial practice. You then made the comment that he's a terrible NFL – or, excuse me, he doesn't look like an NFL quarterback.
Which he didn't.
But now it's kind of like you're sitting there like, well, you know, hey, well, I'm looking at this and I'm – the kid made some improvement today. Last week he wasn't any good in the red zone. This week he was good in the red, or better in the red zone.
Brian, yeah, and I'm acknowledging he was better tonight. Better tonight, that's great. Trey Lance's issue is not he doesn't flash or that he doesn't have moments. Trey Lance's issue is consistency. This is actually a prime example of why you should not react to one game. In fact, if we go back over the course of the mini camp practices, the OTAs, into training camp, into a preseason game, we're talking about a good 20 different samples over that course of time.
You don't feel like he's gotten better in any way?
No, not particularly. Okay. Like not particularly. Like,
you got another question? I mean, I don't want to argue with you anymore about this. I really don't. I don't want to argue with you. I understand what you're doing. I get it.
What is it? What am I doing?
No, you're doing. You're digging in. You're digging in on a kid. You can't admit the kid has gotten a little bit better.
I said it was a better performance tonight, Brian. One game is not digging in.
But you know, you really are. You can't admit you go and you tweet about a kid in a way of like, you know, this one game is not going to do anything for me, you know. But you could. Why didn't you just acknowledge, like most people would, that the kid made some improvement tonight?
Yeah, I think the first line in my tweet was he played better. That's what I said. Okay. I said he played better, and I didn't just tweet it out of nowhere. I was getting a lot of tweets about it. I was replying to it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely looked much better tonight than he did a week
ago.
2 of 8
in the red zone last week. I think he was better this week.
There were improvements, and no doubt.
I would hope he'd be better than 25% in the red zone, yes.
Yeah. I did like that last shot there from Bobby. Just, yeah, 25% in the red zone. But he did. I mean, in fairness, he did acknowledge
it. 6 of 7, or 7 of 8 against
under pressure,
the Blitz.
Right?
Yeah, where
here's
he was
what
really
I got.
Bad the other – yeah, he was bad. I mean, if you look at the metrics and stuff – all his metrics numbers were much better than they were against the Rams. Maybe the Raiders aren't worth a damn, but you know, and maybe the Rams are probably a good defense, but he did improve. And again, I'm not saying that he is the answer right now for you, quarterback. But my things with Bobby is that I just feel like that he is stuck on this. He's stuck on the fact that
he's saying like one better game, one afternoon of better execution doesn't make you a significantly better player.
He called him an awful NFL quarterback. He called him not an NFL quarterback.
I would say that's accurate, Brian. First of all, though, I want to salute you for doing some terrific content, man. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
I thought it was great.
But I think he's more just kind of sticking to his guns than digging in. Because you're going to need to see him do that against NFL starters to feel like, okay, this is a guy that could, you know, execute. I'm not even sure if, you know, NFL backup is in his future. And when you acknowledge that the guy's not accurate, Brian, I would say, isn't that like the most important thing as a quarterback? And if he's never going to be accurate, then he doesn't have the skill set to get it done at this level.
I said the accuracy is a question now. The accuracy clearly is a question now. But there's ways of guys to improve. You know, I believe that he can improve. The thing with Bobby, and now the approach that you're taking is that this kid can't play in the NFL.
Not right now. Not based on what we've seen. Now, he goes out in preseason game three and plays against second and third stringers, but 4.9 air yards per attempt.
He's got no choice.
So when you don't have a choice, we don't have a sample size of him against number ones for 2 years now because the Cowboys wouldn't put him on the field last year. So you can't say, well, he didn't play against ones, so we'll take what he did against twos and threes and assume that's going to happen against ones? Is that what you're suggesting we do?
I'm suggesting that at least to me, I'm going to give him the opportunity because, again, talking to guys around the league, when you say, okay, who would you not want to have to prep against? You know, everybody's saying, well, you don't want to play against a guy that's kind of a dual threat player.
If we were going into an NFL game and Dak was hurt, would you say, let's go with Trey Lance?
I think I would.
Instead of Cooper Rush?
Because of the running ability.
Because of the ability, yeah, absolutely. Jerry did say
in the regular season he would run a lot more. If you tell me that.
I think the game. How many times? I've done shows with you, Dawson, and you've talked about the running quarterback.
Yes.
And Dak being the running quarterback. And now we're talking about a pocket quarterback. You know, I mean, it seems like to me you're kind of leaning out. Oh, no, we need pocket quarterbacks now.
No, well, I mean, that's how we're going to evaluate him off of. No, you're right. You're right.
You know, I was always
I mean, if you tell me we're going to come into this game and run Trey Lance 15 to 20 times, I'm in. You know, but based on what I've seen in the preseason, I don't want him playing in the pocket as a quarterback.
Well, see, that's what the thing. That's why they're throwing the ball 40 times from the pocket to see if they, in fact, that he can do that.
Yes.
You know, so that, I mean, to me, the game plan for him, they ran the ball more. So to me, that's a positive.
I mean, in college, he had like 25 touchdowns and no picks because the defense was so horrible, he was throwing to guys wide open. Can you run so much that you get dang near, you know, college level open in the secondary? And then I think he'd light it up in the passing game. But I don't think he's that fast or that elusive.
The thing about him is, I disagree with you on the elusive part. The thing about him is, and we talked about blitz, no blitz, stuff like that. The numbers will tell you. I mean, if you just want to look at the metrics, 7 of 8 for 56 yards, 1 touchdown, 7 yards of completion against the blitz. I think we'd take that, right?
Yeah.
7 of 8,
yeah.
1 touchdown. We'd take that, wouldn't we?
Yes.
I mean, But we're going to say that he's doing it against twos and threes. But how else is he going to get any experience?
Yeah, that's the one pushback that I would have, I guess, to you, Gavin, and to Bobby. It's like a lot of these teams aren't even playing their starters. I don't know how you could really evaluate who you want as your backup if the knock is always going to be, yeah, but he's doing this against twos and threes. I mean, Cooper Rush, we never got to see it until he played in the regular season. That was always what he was doing, and he played well in the preseason. And then when he was given his opportunity, he went 4-1 as a starter. I mean, I can't knock Trey Lance for going out there and playing well against backups. That's who he's playing against.
I don't want to knock him. I just don't want to consider it evidence that he would excel against the
And
ones.
That's fair. He might not. He might be an absolute dud when he gets that opportunity.
So I mean, the Cowboys desperately need him to go out and be good to give them leverage in the Dak Prescott negotiation.
Yeah, okay.
They won't put him on the field because he's more valuable to them not playing and not proving what he can do.
So, to me, this says that you do not think that he could be, if Dak does not sign here, they're going to have to get in a whole nother quarterback, right?
Yes. Okay. I think that would go bad, and Cooper Rush would end up finishing the season.
Okay.
So then we, you know, continued the expressway on the morning show. And Bobby brings up, you know, Peyton and how different Peyton is when he's running the Cowboys board versus running the morning show. And Peyton does an excellent job. 9 hours broadcasting. He slid in. He's filling the Troy Hughes role.
Greatest since Troy.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. And I used to be the number two behind Troy. Was pulling all the highlights for 3 years there. So I know what goes into that, and it's a lot of work.
Hell of a job.
Peyton can get a little snippy, though. Okay. Peyton,
kind of a prima donna producer at this point.
A little tense, yeah. Okay. Like, okay, this isn't my responsibility. This isn't my job. So there was one thing. We do two guys, one booth in the regular season. And I'll be honest, last year we came in, didn't have a lot of stuff pulled.
That's right.
A little bit frustrating. All right, we're relying on Peyton and Ross and Larry, whoever it is that's the number two, to fill us with content. And I ran that role when it was Sham Goes Ham. With Bennett Skin.
There you go.
Pride myself in that.
Yeah, because you're
3 years of really good segments there. All right. So shout out to you. If you get that job, have some damn pride in your work, okay? We need you. You're helping out our show. Peyton doesn't give a damn. Peyton doesn't give a damn because it's not Peyton's show. If it was Sean and RJ doing two guys, one booth, he'd pull it. Well, here's Peyton clapping back and taking shots at me.
Is any of this exaggeration, and how do you explain?
Look, Sean, you know, I respect a lot of people here at the station, but, you know, I'm not respecting a guy like Zach who makes one-tenth of what you make. So, you know, you got to get your...
Zach, no one knows what I make. I don't think I shared
any of
it.
You got to get your money up, Walchuk, for me to respect you.
But no wonder we asked Tiafoe to fill it instead. Scotty.
With Cowboys
Scotty
games.
Wilchuk.
And just like our job here, everyone has a role. You know, my job is to obviously run the board, play highlights, come back, you know, make sure Brad Babe are all situated with them, make sure the guys know when we're coming back from break. I got to run the fan cam as well. Other people's job, like Ross, is to cut up highlights and, you know, two guys, one booth, which is a G-Bag segment. And so when Zach tells me, hey, make sure you grab that cut, I turn back and I go, you talking to Ross? I'm not gunning up nothing.
Hey, you got to establish it from the jump.
You talking to Ross? Yeah, I am talking to Ross, actually. Peyton, damn, taking shots at me like this. He's not wrong, though.
It's a big ego.
Grossly underpaid. Grossly underpaid.
I would support that idea.
It's crazy how Peyton only respects people if they got big cash in their pockets, though.
No question.
He said that.
I know.
You sound like a lightweight prostitute right there.
Like, hey, make more money, then I respect you. This continued.
Sound like a lightweight hooker, bro.
There's more?
Yeah, there's more. Now Sean's cracking jokes because Peyton's talking about going bedroom shopping for mattresses and pillows or whatever the hell he's doing on his weekend. And I guess I can't afford such luxuries.
Think of it. When was the last time you actually went out and bought a pillow? I had never purchased one in my life. I'd always had one.
The MyPillow psycho. That's when.
You'd have to ask my wife the last time we bought pillows because that's her job.
But I was like, I was testing them out. And you're like, okay, what's the process of testing? And I was in this place. I was at Mattress Firm for like 30 to 40 minutes. And I was just putting pillows after pillows on, you know, these mattresses and laying down, you know, saying, okay, which ones are more comfy? Can I see myself actually sleeping in this? And I had to go with the memory foam one. And this is before I even knew what the price was. I looked up some, and it's like, you know, you can get some for $25, $30, and you're thinking, why is it an investment? I spent $100 on this pillow.
Whoa!
So it better last me about 25, 30 years.
Zach wishes he could do that.
Yeah, because...
Wow.
He must have a rich wife or something like that.
Jeez.
I guess he's making more money than we are.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, congrats to Peyton, man.
Yeah.
Good for yourself, Peyton.
He has found himself on the most toxic show on The Fan, and there's no number two.
That were boys. Yeah. Mean Green for
to
life.
This day.
Not so much.
All righty, Nation. We got to run. Expressway's coming up next. LA Live with Lucius Alexander coming up at 5:40. And we'll get you caught up on everything developing in the world of sports next right here. It's the G.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Bag Nation, the fan. Yeah, buddy, let's hit the expressway. LA Live coming up in 15 minutes. This segment is brought to you by Soda. That's state-of-the-art. The G-Bag Nation is presented by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Okay, let's jump into this. A little bit of good news from earlier in the day. Jacob deGrom is going to likely make his first rehab start Thursday night for the Frisco Rough Riders. So enjoy that, and hopefully he gets up here and gives us a ton of confidence that he's going to be amazing when the regular season starts next year.
I'm hopeful.
Sorry, had a false alarm there on my sneeze.
I saw that.
Kennedy Landry wrote, the Rangers are swapping out Gerson Garabito for Grant Anderson today. A little bullpen help. CY joined us last hour, said he's only focused on getting this team put back together. When Brian asked him about not having a contract for next year, I think it's one of the more shameful acts that I've seen a sports owner in DFW. Guy wins the World Series. You send him out there in a lame duck year. He said he's just focused on trying to get this team better. Did you totally believe him on that one?
Look, I mean, I think he's saying, you know, what he can right now. But I do believe that. I mean, I think that is going to be his focus every single minute of every single day until he isn't the general manager of the Texas Rangers. I think he's kind of got a one-track approach to this. He puts everything into it. And that's why I wondered, you know, I threw out last week on Friday when we talked about this, like the stress that it probably puts on him, the amount of time away from the family. And he's got to I don't know that he's a guy that wants to be a lifer GM. So the Rangers needed to get this thing done because the time is now to strike. You've got a World Series caliber product now, and you've got a World Series GM that is a Hall of Famer, one of the best ever. How many years are you going to have him? Yeah. This team can be right back in contention next year. I don't have a doubt about that.
Yeah.
So don't be screwing around.
Yeah, this thing can fall completely apart if he leaves. I mean, you could get the domino effect because you could get Bruce Bochy saying, you know what, boys, I'm going back to Nashville, you know. I did what I had to do here. You know, I don't want to go through this again. I don't want to go through it with somebody else. So, you know, you could be looking at a whole new general manager, a whole new front office, you know, the way it's configured, new coaches, new manager. There's a lot of things that, you know, that. And the reason I asked Chris the question I did, because I kind of feel like they're in a situation where they might have to make some coaching changes. You know, your hitting wasn't particularly good. I mean, do you feel like that maybe – you know, that, hey, we need to do this better or we need to coach him here. Man. But he sounded like he's comfortable with the philosophy. He's comfortable with the staff. He has faith in everybody. I mean, maybe that's something he's saying right now with 6 weeks left in the season.
Yeah.
But, man, he, you know, I if he's – if he's still here, I have a feeling he's going to make some changes. He ain't going to go through this again. Trust me, he is not going through this.
I mean, if you're CY, you go, hey, man, I win the World Series. It's a perfect time to pay me as a World Series winning GM. Yeah. We're talking about Ohtani. Then you don't bring back Jordan Montgomery. We have all these injuries, and bam, we don't even make the playoffs. If you try to lowball me and pay me anything less than, like, top five GM money, I'm tempted to leave.
He might have got...
CY has family here, you know? So how hard are you trying to leverage me, bro? Do you want to reward me or do you want to see if you can hang on to a couple of extra $1 million and maybe go get a different GM? It's one of the more mysterious things. And I also want to bring up this, Brian.
Yeah.
The DeGrom thing.
Sure.
You know, John Daniels bringing in Shin-Soo Chu and Prince Fielder. Those did not go well. Both players were very injured early. Prince Fielder had the career-ending injury. Ray Davis didn't spend money for like a half decade after that.
Sure.
You know, I wonder if he's got PTSD from it, you know? And if you go out and sign a Jacob DeGrom with, what, $150 million of his money or whatever, and it does not, you know, bear fruit, how sensitive is he to that? You know, it really seemed like he had, is it an overreaction? Is it just how he reacts that if you're my GM and you bring in injured guys, maybe I don't like you, you know? I don't know. Again, it's a mystery. I'm looking forward to more reporting on this from insiders. From our perspective, the man just won you a World Series championship, and to send him into a lame duck type of season, giving us no confidence. I think if you bring in a different GM, you're really risking the fabric of what has allowed this team to achieve it at the level
totally
that it
agree.
Did last year.
Totally agree. See, well, this is the thing I was talking about, Dawson. I mean, I wonder how many years he got initially, because he did work a year with
JD.
With JD. Yes. And so you're thinking, okay, was he on a 3-year deal? And do you feel like that maybe, you know, that once he became the general manager, they probably lowballed him because he's a first-time general manager?
Absolutely.
You know, so now Ray Davis is looking at this like, well, wait a minute. Now I was paying this guy probably $1 million, $1.5 million, maybe more. And then all of a sudden, now he's
for like $6 million now.
Yeah, he's looking for $5 or $6 million. Yeah, and Ray Davis is going, oh, wait a minute now. I had you for $1 million, $1.5 million, but you also didn't win a World Series with anybody else.
Yeah.
You know, you probably had to pay JD quite a bit of money, and now you lowball this guy, and he's proven to you he brings you a World Series instead of giving him an extra $3 million a year, $4 million. You're going to try and lowball him and make him, and make him the scapegoat. But hey, he as a general manager, he has a hand in this. He has a hand in what's happening here. You know, if you're going to give him World Series credit, you've also got to give him poor season blame as well. You got to do both those things. You can't just sit there and say, well, you know, it was somebody else's fault. You know, he had his hand on the wheel.
You can't blame it all on injuries.
Nope.
I get it.
Nope.
And the DeGrom thing to me is real. I did not like the signing when it happened. And
you were talking about that. You were consistent. You sure were.
What they paid for. But at this point, you hope for the absolute best with Jacob DeGrom. And you hope we're wrong about the miser, the Scrooge McDuck, Ray Davis. Because, I mean, this guy is notorious for cutting corners inside the business operations of the organization to save a couple hundred grand. You know, and you wonder, I got the stadium open, we won the World Series, we sold all these season tickets, got an entire generation loving the Texas Rangers. There's 10, 12-year-old kids that will be watching Rangers games for the next 70 years of their life, compulsively because of what they got to experience. I just wonder if he's looking at it as too much of a business decision than, a fan type of thing.
What he sold on World Series gear, he could pay Chris Young.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I can't tell you how many times we go to the ballpark and people go into a game, and we're past, we're almost to the end of the season. You go to those games and all those people still wearing World Series gear. Go to the grocery store, World Series gear. Everybody's still wearing World Series gear.
But that gets around Major League Baseball. If you've got an owner that is cheap, players aren't going to want to come here and sign. Like you cannot like the DeGrom deal, and maybe that pays out to be like, hey, it wasn't a good signing. I don't think you're getting Nathan Eovaldi if you don't sign Jacob DeGrom. That had an emphasis on other players saying, damn, that team now is almost serious.
Like Reggie White. Yeah.
That team wants to go and win. I want to go and enjoy. And the Bochy thing too, right? Like Bruce Bochy, that's all CY there. Like people want to push back on that was JD's team. No, JD deserves some credit for last year. Chris Young brought in Jordan Montgomery. Chris Young brought in Nathan Eovaldi. Who were the two pitchers you relied on to win a ship last year?
Yeah.
And that ship with a P.
Yeah.
It was those two. Yeah. That's CY. That's CY being aggressive and bringing in Scherzer at the deadline. You're not winning that World Series if it wasn't for Aroldis Chapman giving us heart attacks every ninth, eighth inning, right, that he was in there. Those were all CY moves. Mitch Garver, who you've missed his bat this year, that was a signing from Chris Young. So, yeah, like Evan Carter drafting, that was JD. You can give JD
Wyatt
a lot of credit.
Langford?
Sure. Well, Wyatt Langford was CY.
Yeah.
But CY's fingerprints were all over that championship. To say that that was not CY's World Series, you're not educated on what he did.
All respect to my good friend Banny. Man, JD couldn't hire a skipper, you know? He got lucky with Ron that he was on the team, and, you know, you rolled with that. But
First time manager, too, right?
There were some real tough hires that happened. Okay, Jerry Jones told of a date to get CeeDee Lamb done with you guys Saturday afternoon. Zero. Not worried about target dates. So that's an interesting story. And then why did Overshown dress out and then not play Saturday night? I was wondering about that.
You know what? I meant to ask about that, and you just reminded me. I'm sorry, being 6 years old. I did get an update for you, though, about Randy Gregory.
Okay.
Sounds like ship sailed.
Okay.
Ship sailed.
Yeah, I mean, that's good to know.
Jerry was not happy with him and his agent.
No.
Crawfished.
Yeah, I did. I got that text just a little bit ago, and I said, "Hey, ship sailed on Randy Gregory and you know his situation." And he goes, "Yeah, I would believe the ship has sailed."
Yeah, it was unfortunate. I would love to see how Randy's career could have played out with the organization that had his back through that entire chaos. Because. I think there was, you know, something good going with the Cowboys, and then he ends up going to Denver for just slightly more money. And, you know, I don't know if it takes an extra guiding hand to keep him on the right path. And at this point, I just hope Randy Gregory is good, because he just basically went AWOL. And, you know, a person with mental health history, you know, you hate to see him struggle. Okay, the injury-plagued Atlanta Braves have sustained another major blow. Third baseman Austin Riley is going to miss the rest of the regular season after breaking his right hand. Sorry, did I take you around the bases?
No, not at all. Not at all. That was something that
came out.
Been
doing that all day today. Just keep it up, bro.
No, this is a big loss for the Braves. I mean, the Braves were a favorite with the Dodgers. I don't know that the Braves can withstand another loss like that.
Hit with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball.
Oof.
MRI confirms the fracture, so he's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks, which knocks him out through the rest of the regular season and likely into the playoffs if the Braves get in. Atlanta holding a 2-game lead over the Mets for the final wild card spot, heading into a 3-game set against the NL East leading Phillies that begins Tuesday. It's crazy how that division has changed so much since the start of the season. Okay, Oklahoma State coach Mike Gundy has had enough of the distractions that go along with the new era of college football. He says it's time to stop asking for more money. He says, "I told the players there's no negotiating now. Portal's over. All negotiations history. Now we're playing football, just coaching and playing football." It's kind of like the, you know, we'll talk about contracts when it's done. But
right.
I said he's had enough of the distractions that go along. He says there's so much to navigate now with the transfer portal and name, image, and likeness deals. And Gundy's drawn the line here with football starting. "I told the players there's no negotiating." So, you know, I don't actually have a problem with what he's saying in this one, which is unique for me and Gundy, because usually it's an embarrassing moment.
You guys don't normally see eye to eye, do you?
No, not usually.
You and Gundy. Yeah.
No, but I like this one. You know.
Yeah. I agree with him. Like, listen, we've done all the negotiating we're going to do now. You know, it's time to find a way to go win the new Big 12. You know.
Yeah.
That's what I.
Hell of an opportunity for them.
Yeah,
who do you think rises to the top, Brian? Is there going to be a dominant force in this conference that's foreseeable?
Wow, that's a good question. Where did Utah end up?
Utah's in the Big 12. Utah and K-State are the favorites right now.
Yeah, I was thinking Utah. Please tell me they didn't end up in the Big 10. I knew they ended up in the Big 12. I think Utah's a team. I know Mike Golick was on with us, and he was talking about Kyle Whittingham and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Been there at Utah forever. So, yeah, they always seem to show up, you know, when everybody kind of thinks they're not going to be very good. All of a sudden, they're pretty good. So I'd give Utah a nod here on what we're about to see with the revamped Big 12.
Speaking of college football, Ohio State safety Caleb Downs, one of their high-profile transfers, is one of four Ohio State preseason All-Americans that was announced today. They lead all with four. He was a second-team All-American as a freshman for Bama last year.
Yeah.
Joined by guard Donovan Jackson, receiver Emeka Egbuka.
Egbuka, yeah.
And cornerback Denzel Burke to give Ohio State the most first-team selections. Running back Travion Henderson, a defensive lineman, Tyleek Williams made the second team to give the Buckeyes six total selections. Also the most of any team. Number one, Georgia, and number nine, Michigan had three players picked for the first team. So
it's going to be all about the quarterback at Ohio State.
Will Howard,
That is either going to get it done or not get it done, and it might cost Ryan Day his job if he doesn't get it done.
Okay, Mark Stein reporting on the possible LeBron Golden State trade that was like reported in the early stages, last trade deadline in February. Remember that one? He said his agent, Rich Paul, reportedly wanted to shield the superstar from criticism that would have come from changing teams for a fourth time. So you remember last year, at the day after the story came out, Paul issued a statement saying this is not going to happen. Forget about it. But it was apparently because, you know, at least partially, he called both teams and said, we're not doing this. LeBron staying with Los Angeles. After watching the Olympics, would your mind change at all if you're Rich Paul? I mean, that was pretty awesome chemistry those two had. It might even be sweeter than the chemistry LeBron had with D-Wade.
Well, if you're LeBron and you want that to happen and you want to win a ring, I mean, I think that would probably be your best opportunity to try. I don't think that's the Lakers are currently constructed with Anthony Davis, even though last year he was healthy. But even that was still a team that was one and done, right? It wasn't it wasn't good enough. So Steph and LeBron together, maybe one last run, the two of them in Golden State.
They both need help.
That might be the way to do it. And Stephen leaving Golden State, it would be LeBron going there. And, yeah, I mean, I think when you're looking back on it right now, it's all about the championships for LeBron. That's everything. And if you're not going to do it in L.A., I'm saying, Rich, I don't care about going to my fifth team, man.
And I think for some fans, there's nothing LeBron could do that they would like. But I think objectively, if you're reporting on this, there's nothing to hate about that. Klay Thompson is gone. Draymond Green is old. KD is gone. This is like Steph and LeBron and trying to build a supporting cast around him. Both teams are play-in teams at this point. So I don't know. I you know, as an outside observer, obviously there's fan bias. And as a Mavericks fan, I just want to have them have the best path to a championship. You know what I'm saying? But
gosh, what a series that would be.
That would be so good for basketball.
Dude, it would be amazing to watch as a fan. Luka, Kyrie, Klay versus LeBron and Steph in a postseason series.
And they're probably too old. They're probably too old to take over.
Yeah, I mean, I still think I would favor the Mavericks, especially with Derek Lively improving.
Yeah, there you go.
Time now to go into the Pimp Cup. Yeah. Here's Lucius. Yeah.
Check. One, check, two. My mic sound nice?
Hot.
Yes, sir.
All right, good. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares.
It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get hot.
What's up, Fort Worth?
Look like this because I'm from Texas. That's what this is. Yeah. Yeah. From Texas or fans of geography? I don't know what's happening. Fort Worth? Yes. Cowtown. Yeah. Austin, that's sort of Texas. That's sort of like Portland with tacos. I mean, that's, let's be honest. Austin's not exactly. Fort Worth is more Texas. Fort Worth is, it's called Cowtown, right?
That's right.
Right? Yeah, not because of something that happened in the past, but because there were cattle in the streets today. Today. They do that. They just run cattle through the streets of Fort Worth. If you are in a cattle-related traffic issue, you're either in Fort Worth, Texas, or India. That's it.
India.
That's the only two. It's either the Cowboys or the Indians who are at fault. That's it. That's all that's happening, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's good.
They drive those cattle out there, and if you ever see that fella that's out there, he's in the middle with all the dusters and his cowboy hats on. That's my uncle.
Wow.
His name is Don Lee. Uncle Don Lee, or as we call him in the family, Don Donnelly. And it's only because one of my other cousins, he had a stuttering issue when he was younger.
So he would call my uncle by saying, Don, 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 Donnelly. So the whole family started calling him Don, Don, Donnelly.
Hey, Lucius, when you guys go to a reunion, how do you keep up with everybody's nickname?
Family, I don't know, man. We just know these folks.
It's crazy. I mean, you guys talk. Everybody's got a nickname in your family, right?
Yeah, everybody's got a nickname. Pretty funny family, too, bro.
Yeah, I bet you this. Yeah.
This is LA Live for Monday, August 19th, 2024. It is a Monday, Friday here in LA Live, which is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their no bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey starts today. Last Friday, I played a clip of what I thought was Arnold Schwarzenegger, or I didn't really know what it was.
Yes.
It was either somebody doing an impersonation of Arnold Schwarzenegger, or it was AI Arnold Schwarzenegger singing Bone Thugs and Harmony at the crossroads. Boom, boom, boom.
Well, you know that new Twitter AI, boom, Grok 2.0, is just insane.
I haven't seen it. I don't know anything about it. But put me on game. I wasn't sure if this is AI or not, so I got some information over the weekend. This is a real person.
Whoa.
Yes, it's Geek Fire Inc. on Instagram. Is this guy's Instagram? His name is Richard A. Zuniga. Richard A. Zuniga. He does voiceovers, improv comedy, and music parodies.
Pretty talented guy.
Bro, he went hella viral with this one. I'm going to listen to it again just because I brought it up.
What you gonna do when it ain't nowhere to run? When judgment comes for you, when judgment comes for you. What you gonna do when it ain't nowhere to hide? When judgment comes for you, because it's gonna... I should have put the body. Bleed this is simply Charlie. In the booth is last body. And I'm going to miss everybody. I'm out. I'm looking at the fire.
Yeah. Yeah, my man is driving in the Jeep and doing this as he's just driving. Yo, my man's super talented. It's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes even after like listening to a Bone song for 500 times, I still don't know the words, and I do the same thing.
Yeah, that is Geek Fire Inc. on Instagram. Richard A. Zuniga. Geek Fire Inc. on Instagram.
Is that all about like knowing how to prompt AI?
What?
Like, who's the best AI people? What's their skill?
That was him. That was his actual talent.
That's actually Arnold?
That was him. No, that was a guy doing that.
Doing the Arnold. Oh, yeah. It's a voice thing.
Yeah, that was a guy actually doing that. That wasn't an AI nothing. That was a real ass man driving a Jeep. That's amazing.
That is hilarious.
What happened? Oh, okay. What's going on over there? What's that? Oh, what's that? Okay. Hey, G-Bag the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here is Broadus. Big Broadus in the building. He's trolling Sean Sharif and I guess the whole show.
Yeah.
I would say you're trolling the whole show. But
I
you
was
definitely,
trolling the whole show for sure.
You was definitely grinding Sean's gears. Yeah, right here.
I was thinking you two need to fight more on these shows.
No, I was hoping the
two
fight was...
Two idiots going at it, I was not hoping, very strong.
I was hoping the fight was worse. It wasn't that
bad. Yeah, exactly.
Bad.
You were hoping that you'd have to talk to me and go, hey, I'm thinking about posting this. What do you think? What do you think? No, I'm thinking about for the ratings here.
Yeah.
If you and Bobby would like, if you met with each other and like hit each other in the face, that would be better. I'm cooking a brisket. What do you think?
Oh!
Use my thermopin and some foil.
Send this over for G-Bag of the Day.
I'm making a boat out of the foil. I'm making beef tallow while I'm doing
it.
Wow! Use the beef tallow from some beef stroganoff I'm thinking about later. Who you liking at quarterback, Bartos? I hate everybody you like anyway.
There you go. There it is.
Sometimes you're a little bitch when it comes to
it is. That last part, let it all fly out.
Oh, man. No, I love Sean. You know that.
Sure.
No, I do.
Sean, I believe you.
I do.
I believe
you. No, I love Sean.
You.
Seriously, I love Sean. I was just. You. He does. When he talks to me, he's like, I don't like any of your guys. What do you. You come on in here and talk about these guys. Just like. You know, it's kind of like Clarence Hill. Clarence Hill asks me my opinion, and then he fights me on my opinion.
Then why'd you ask?
I'm like, hey, chill. I'm sorry. I can't help you, man. I'm just sorry. But yeah, no, I love those guys. Hey, we're all in the same boat.
LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday.
I hated that pause, by the way, by everybody.
I just got a little, you know, hey.
Just lay it out,
I should have known better. Should have just kept talking.
You're good.
I kept talking? Yeah, you know, don't let you have your moments there.
I would have let you do it, too. I really would.
Yeah.
LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday. Things that happened over the weekend that I've seen on my timeline. Fanatics Fest. Did you guys see that, Fanatics Fest?
No.
What? Are you kidding me?
No.
You didn't see where Jay-Z and Tom Brady and all these people were over the weekend?
I missed this.
Well, they usually go to the white party thing, right?
It's the same guy that put it together.
Okay.
He also owns Fanatics.
He does.
What's his darn name? Michael Rubin. Michael Rubin. Yeah,
Michael Rubin sandwich.
There was like live shows, round tables. Every sports celebrity you can think of in the world was there.
This is like Peyton Manning, and they were sitting there doing like the round tables. Okay, so I saw a lot of clips from this. I didn't realize it was all at the same event.
It was all the same
event.
That's
amazing.
All weekend. It went off without a hitch. I had a friend that did his podcast there live. He said it was amazing.
Wow.
He said it was actually amazing.
Who's who? Like everyone seemed to be out there.
It was everybody. Everybody that was in sports, bro. Yeah, they had round tables, pop-up 40-40 club, because Jay-Z was there.
Wow.
I'm just shocked they could afford all these appearance fees. Like, no disrespect to Fanatics, but they've gotten crushed with the baseball uniforms, and their apparel hasn't always had the best reputation.
Now, but
they must be doing quite well.
You're right. They're spread everywhere. This company is spread everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, they got the merch.
The
deals.
College stuff. I spent a lot of money on their college stuff.
Yeah.
If they're
doing the sports gambling.
Yeah. Oh, they already
probably need to get it together. You're right. Yeah. I think they own like the autograph situation of sports. I mean, not sport, of athletes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like if KD signs these, we got.
Yeah,
we
that's
get a
that
piece
Marvin Harrison Jr. Yes. stuff that's going on.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. So they're making all types of money. Did they make money at this event? I do not know. But they had photo ops and autograph sessions there with, like I said, every sports entity you can ever think of, every sports
Where does this take place, Lucius?
In New York.
New York.
So was this something that was like $1,000 a ticket? Or?
Yeah, it was all types
Super
of little
rich sports
different.
Fans. Yeah.
Not necessarily. We can get in, but then we would have to pay to like to take a photo or get an autograph from one of our guys.
Oh, I see.
Like,
could we have done radio there? It's like you said there was podcasting going on.
The fan was there. The fan was there in New York.
Oh, the fan in New York.
Yeah, they were there. Gosh, so it's a possibility.
Wow. It's my kind of radio road. Nothing wills.
We messed up. Yeah.
Adrian Peterson was there. A photo op with him was like $205. Would you pay $205 for a photo with Adrian Peterson after you paid to get in this, to this event?
No, but he does need the money.
Ooh.
Dawson and I had dinner with his dad. Right, Dawson?
Yeah. That was cool.
It was cool.
Jeez. How about Allen Houston? Would you pay $53 to take a photo with Allen Houston?
No.
Not the sports memorabilia guy.
No.
Definitely not Allen Houston, though. Price sounds about right. $53. Good sharpshooter for New York back in the day.
What up with these prices? $205, $53.
It's so specific, you know?
Yeah.
$52.50.
Yeah, because
$495 for Brian Broaddus.
Fanatics might be taking a piece of it, and then, you know, the athlete gets some, and then I don't know whatever else may be. Barry Sanders was there. Take a photo with Barry Sanders was $195.
That's worth it.
Did that on Radio Row 2014.
Yeah.
You took a photo with Barry?
Yeah. He joined us on the show.
Look at that. Ocho Cinco was out there. $75 to take a photo with Ocho Cinco.
There you go. That's a deal.
That's not a deal. Yeah.
Radio Row in Houston, probably 2018.
That's not bad. Not good.
He agreed to play FIFA with me if I would have had the console.
Damn it.
I was like, dude, this would be so cool.
Carter.
Sorry to hear that, bro.
I know. That was a fail. I should have took it. I knew he was going to be on the show.
Doc Gooden. If you wanted an autograph from Doc Gooden, $30. Hey. Photo, $31.
Needs the need.
There you go.
I don't want to support him. I'm sorry.
Whoa.
What'd he do? What happened?
He's in a bad way.
Oh. That sounds like a real Wild West way of saying something right there.
I don't think he has dismissed his demons.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you think he might be putting some money on it for him?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's enabling is what you call that.
I see what you're saying.
I thought maybe he had something going on with like beating up people and stuff.
No, nothing like that.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Damn. Dominique Wilkins was out there. $65 if you want to take a photo with
him. I'm doing that.
Yeah, that's
Here's my debit card. Take my money.
Yeah.
Freaking legend. One of the most underappreciated players of all time.
Yeah. Oh,
I think he got like alienated from the NBA too somehow. I mean, he was dropping like 30 a game. They were like, you're done. Go to Europe. It was really weird if you look into it.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, the Hulkster.
I think he was stealing Jordan Shine or something.
2015.
No, not the Hulkster. Forget that, dude. I mean, it's been a disaster for the last 10 years. I've decided, I was just thinking about that this morning. I've reconciled to the fact that I love the character that dude played, named the Hulkster.
Yeah. How much is his picture? 90s. How much?
Oh, shoot. Hold on. I was just there. Dawson said, hell no. I clicked off of it.
No.
$215 to take a photo with the Hulkster. Take a photo with the Hulkster, brother.
I think... No.
215. You wouldn't drop 215?
Can't do it. Nope. Out.
How about the legendary Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was there? And I think he got to meet Jay-Z for the first time. How much would you pay for a photo with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
$40.
Oh, wow.
I'm not a Lakers fan, though.
Less than Ocho Cinco.
This man tormented me.
Jabbar, my God. Okay, I get it. Yep. I get it. That's a personal thing.
Yep.
You're not really doing real economics. You're talking from your heart.
Yes.
All right.
Yep. I get it.
All right. $650.
Wow. Come on, guys. He's an old man. Give him a break. Man. Get him have some.
He
let
might
him have
be the best
cash.
Center of all time, too. He's overlooked.
Yeah. Oh, he's funny.
Great passer.
Yeah. Yes. He's a great guy.
Shot blocker. Like four a game in
hit
his prime.
Hit Kent Benson right in the face one time. Like Benson fouled him, and he swung and hit him right in the face.
Oh, dude, he was a good fighter in the 70s.
He is a good fighter,
before
yeah.
Before they cleaned up the league, yes. He did not want to mess with Kareem.
Mindy Rudolph wasn't calling any fouls. He just, like, turned around and slugged Kent Benson in the face.
I love when them old dudes get to fighting with them slow motion ass rights and stuff. You're like, man, I can see this coming, bro. It's being telegraphed.
Look out.
Duck. Yeah, man, there were so many people there. So I can
except us.
I can, yeah. I can
my
do that
big
all
ass
day.
Is here.
I could do that all day. What else I got right
you
here?
You homesick at all yet, Brian?
Not at all. I could do this another month. I really could.
I could do this another month. Spence McKenzie's every night.
I do. I love this. I love the fact that I make Lucius have to listen for me every day.
Nah, you good? What else? I get some PSAs out the way. There's an Indiana woman was arrested at Applebee's, America's restaurant.
Last name was Dawson.
those would be the Draven Stotts in Indiana.
Yep. Causing problems there at the bar.
She got caught sharing her all-you-can-eat meal with another person at the table.
Oh, no.
They arrested her?
She went to jail for $15.99.
She did.
She reportedly thought the deal applied to everyone at the table.
No.
No.
How
do you go to jail for
I thought
that?
This plate was for everybody at the table. I thought it was $15 a table.
No.
Yeah, you can go to jail for that, so that's a PSA, apparently.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, can I try it, and then if you catch me, you can have the other $16, please?
Yeah, just I give you the other monies. Yeah. But she got to arguing.
Does that mean pocketing a couple of cookies on your way out the door is against the law as well?
Oh, I used to do that all the time at Ryan's. Oh, my God. Ryan's Steakhouse. Oh, my Lord. I have about 13 cookies all mashed together. One big giant cookie in my pocket.
One giant cookie.
Yeah, trying to sit all right so I won't mash on my lap. And if you have any information on who has been going around destroying bald eagle's nests here in North Texas,
please stand up. What are we doing?
Please stand up. They have 15K for you right now if you have any information.
Are we poisoning them? What are we doing?
No, they're just like disturbing them. Just destroying them. Eggs and all that other weird stuff.
Wow.
Which is against the law. Killing, disturbing an eagle's nest, its feathers, or its eggs is a violation of the law.
Yeah, one of the prettiest animals I've ever seen in my life. Well, it's a bird.
Come on, man.
So, I mean, we have one at the lake. We had two at the lake that sit out in the tree, and when they fly over, you stop fishing and just, like, watch.
Yes.
You're like, holy jeez. These things are amazing.
Come on, what are we doing? I thought this was America, people.
No kidding.
Figure it out.
Disturbing the wildlife. All right. I still have a whole lot more on deck, but we do have a whole week here to get it off. My name is Lucius Alexander, and this is my time. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. I'll be back tomorrow, and I'm talking about the body of water. Holla!
There he goes, Lucius Alexander, every night 5:40 here in the nation. Okay, when we come back, assuming I did not steal all of Woolchuck's baseball content, we're going to go around the bases, brought to us by Uber Eats. Woolchuck, what do we got?
Who's hurt on the Braves? That's next in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.